acknowledged that Tehran has hit little in its massive attack on Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking on state TV, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. He said comments from Israel on how many missiles were fired and what targets were hit were of secondary importance. The comments are a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a massive assault, few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. Iran's attack came in response to a suspected Israeli strike on the 1st of April, targeting a consular building next to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed two guard generals and others. Analysts believe both Iran and Israel are trying to dial back tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
As President Joe Biden and Donald Trump step up their campaigning in swing states, a quieter battle is taking place in the shadows of their White House rematch. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
A senior advisor to Donald Trump's campaign, Danielle Alvarez, says lawsuits are a priority this year for the Republican National Committee. She says it's important to the former president, who wants the litigation done year-round. The Republican National Committee, newly reconstituted under Donald Trump, has filed election-related lawsuits in nearly half of the states, including Michigan and Nevada, where the maintenance of voter rolls is being challenged. Democrats and legal experts are warning all these lawsuits could overwhelm election officials and undermine voter confidence in the election outcome. The Democratic National Committee says it's investing tens of millions of dollars to increase voter protections. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. The rebuilding of Sudan's war-ravaged healthcare system has been hindered by various obstacles, such as security tensions.